Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Talking schools here with Waumego Superintendent Tim Winter and Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan. Do want to remind folks, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. Here in about 10 minutes or so, we'll have Manhattan City Building official Brad Clausen in the studio with us. But talking with Tim and Kevin and some of the things we wanted to go over real quick, you both mentioned some bond issue stuff, so I guess just kind of a quick... Kevin, you gave us a little bit of an update on where things are going with that June 27th meeting, but maybe just a quick, if we have any new listeners, just kind of a reminder of what bond issues each district has and just kind of where we're at.
Yeah, our district passed a bond issue this past November, and it would address the building of three separate facilities. One, a 5-8 middle school, be built out on the Rock Creek campus, connected to the current Rock Creek Junior Senior High School. In that building, we would move 5th and 6th grades from Westmoreland and St. George up to the Rock Creek campus and move grades 7 and 8 out of the junior-senior high into the middle school, feeling like we can better meet the educational needs of some kiddos with that that middle-level instruction that we might be missing at the upper elementary or in the junior-senior high setting. Another building to be built is on the backside of our VOAG. It will be a technology education building. Thinking of it back... you know, days gone by, the industrial arts, but a lot of the technology classes that we're not able to offer right now, some hands-on woods, hands-on metals, carpentry, things such as that, plus then the drafting aspect that we haven't had any of the drafting classes offered at Rock Creek for quite some time. So we're looking forward to that addition, and that addition will open August of 19. The 5-8 building will not open until August of 20. And then the last facility is we're going to put a district office in out at the Rock Creek campus. It'll house our technology person who's currently housed at the Rock Creek campus. It will also house our maintenance person who's housed down at St. George. And then the rest of the district office staff that's currently up at Westmoreland, just to kind of consolidate district services a little bit. We've outgrown our office in Westmoreland, and we're looking forward to, Tim's got a smile on his face because he's seen our office, but it is one we'll address some of the needs that we have as a district and be able to bring some teachers in, do some small trainings and such.
And remind us on the cost on that voters approved.
It was $30.6 million. It'll be about a $30 million project. The 0.6 ends up being a lot of your the dollars that you have to have in place in order to make this happen.
And no ground broken yet, but getting there.
No ground broken yet. We're looking at breaking ground sometime between August 1st and mid-August. That'll come up to us on the 27th when our construction manager comes in with that guaranteed maximum price, and then they will have a calendar of events.
And Tim, looking at, well, I know Waumego's has some bond issues too. Again, voter approved.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we ours was approved in the fall of 2016. So we kicked off phase one of the bond projects last summer, and that included a lot of infrastructure and remodel work at the middle school, a brand new roof over the majority of the middle school, new turf and lights at the football field, and a few other smaller projects. But we have a lot going on right now, this summer phase. This is actually phase three. We just finished a building outside the high school. It's our new weight room, our health and performance is what we want to call it, and wrestling room. And so it's our all-purpose physical education building. And that's been a great facility already. Kids are in there working out and hitting the summer workouts. I think we're averaging about 160 kids a day from grades 7 through 12, males and females. So that program's off to a great start and been a great improvement to our facilities. But we also have a new central kitchen that's being built out at the sports complex. The sports complex is getting a new locker room, public restroom, concession stand building. A lot of parking lot work in terms of pavement and concrete at our bus barn facility and our sports complex. And then we're still doing some more remodel work at the high school. Kevin mentioned technology and drafting and things of those nature, and we have those at the middle school and the high school. But at the middle school, we're expanding that space and essentially doubling the size of our wood shop and moving technology out of there to an extra classroom that's now become available, because the big project at the middle school is now a four-classroom addition. That'll be four new science classrooms that are fully equipped with space for lab and instruction-type activities. Let's see. That's the big projects. A lot of little other things going on. Drop down volleyball nets. We hope to get that started this summer. And for the future, we're looking at new seating in our main gymnasium at the high school, and a possible pavement out the sports complex.
You know, another thing with summertime when it comes to school districts is usually if there's some teacher openings and that thing, this is usually the good time to try and fill those. And Tim, you're telling me there's a couple openings that won't go.
Well, the good time to fill them was back in March and April.
Okay, I stand corrected.
May is okay, but when you're in June and you're still trying to fill teaching positions, that's a struggle. Of course, because every school district, you know, we get to spring and every school district across the state is trying to fill those positions. And it's a competition to see who can get the best people in their buildings first. We had a couple late resignations across our district, and for good reason. People just got some great opportunities go to a larger district, go to a counseling position or something of that nature, you know, basically to elevate their career, make more money, whatever it may be. But they're all good reasons. But that's left us with a couple positions, a couple tough-to-fill positions. We have a couple science positions at the high school and a special education teacher position at the high school that we're still trying to fill. So anybody that's listening, if you're qualified in those areas or you know someone that's qualified in those areas, encourage them to give us a call. And of course, we're always looking for bus drivers and grounds maintenance, custodial, things of that nature, paraeducators. We're actually going to host a kind of a career day, interview type day for our classified positions later in July. We'll get that information out to everybody, get it on our website, but that'll just be a one-day event where we open our doors, we have people on hand that will just interview for those types of positions and see if we can attract some people to a great school district and a great opportunity to work with kids.
Talking Pot County Schools with Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter, who you just heard speaking. We also have Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan in studio with us. And Kevin, how are things looking on your end? I know you were mentioning bus drivers is also a need for Rock Creek.
Yeah, we've hired a couple new bus drivers in the last 2 months to help us out for next year. We still are looking hard, trying to find folks, always needing substitutes. I think our routes are filled right now. I kind of have to knock on wood on that one, get with our transportation director and find out for sure. Like Tim had said, we also had a couple of late resignations. Luckily, at this point, we have them all filled, and we're excited with our new staff coming on. I have a new principal down at St. George, first changeover in that building for 26 years, so there's a little anxiety going there. And Mr. Ackland, Dan Ackland, is coming in there, and we're excited to have him, and he's excited to get some new staff members on board, along with those that are returning. And, you know, right now, teaching-wise, I think we have all of ours filled. Tim and I, along with Alma Wabunsi, are in the same special education co-op that Wamego hosts. And I received an email yesterday saying that we have our two open special ed positions filled, so I'm feeling really good about that. Those are very high needs areas. The special ed are very difficult to fill, and we have two really good folks that are coming in there, and looking forward to meeting them and starting off the year.
I think it was at some point last month that we had some Riley County school folks in with the Blue Valley Randolph and of course Riley County School District, and Brady Burton was telling us about some of the openings that they had for Blue Valley Randolph, and just kind of talking about it's a difficult time right now to fill a lot of teaching positions for a lot of different reasons, but it's also kind of a time for optimism, because I think Kevin, you're telling me during the break that it's not like it was during the No Child Left Behind days, and it's a little bit easier now in school districts than it was then in some respects.
It's a little bit better on the testing aspect without having that No Child Left Behind mandate hanging over you. We still have our state assessment scores that we want to perform as high as we can. In fact, this last board meeting we had a report from Jeremy Linning, our testing coordinator, and our kids really knocked the ball out of the park on this last spring state assessments, both at the elementary levels and at the junior senior high. So there's still that pressure, but as Tim was saying earlier, the socio-emotional part of the education has become such in the forefront. It's not that we always haven't had, you know, some underlying social and emotional issues there, but so much more obvious now with all the social media that's out there, with some of the school violence that's gone on, and the overall awareness. that's been become a very big piece of not just the counselor's role, but every person that works within the school system. Bus drivers now have to go through a mandatory training on recognizing abuse of children. You know, all staff are mandatory reporters of anything that they recognize that may put a child at risk. So there is just a whole, page after page after page of statutes and regulations that all school employees have to be aware of and respond to.
Yeah. Oh, and another one is we all have to do suicide prevention training. That's every staff member.
And that's 1 hour each year.
1 hour each year.
And when did that start?
This would be our third year coming up.
Mm-hmm. It's a Jason Flatt Act. There's no recommended program or curricula that you use. I know we use the yellow ribbon. I'm not sure what WAMECO uses.
We actually had our counselors developed it, and they did a great job. They borrowed some resources that are available, but then just developed it from a variety of resources.
We're excited. We've got a yellow ribbon student group out at Rock Creek now, and they went to training here this past week. I believe the training was in Denver, and then we plan on having them come out and train our adults this fall. So it'll be a really neat thing when the students are the experts and be able to come out and train our adults in the buildings.
Very good. Very good programs there. Mm-hmm. Anything else, gentlemen, before we go?
Have a great summer.
Have a great summer, and good luck to all of our Rock Creek kiddos that are out still supporting the school. We've got the weight and conditioning going on, like Tim had mentioned, over at WAMECO also, and then we've got our initial group of clay target league shooters. I have a group of 17 going down to Wichita this weekend and a group of 5 going out to Michigan for nationals later next month.
All right. Good luck to them.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Brian.
Tim Winter, Superintendent WAMECO, and Superintendent Rock Creek, Kevin Logan, in with us. On the other side of the break, we'll have Brad Claussen with the City of Manhattan here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sweep Source, your appliance specialist located in the West.